Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Triple M Rocks the Footy. Here live and loud.
Welcome back, Iveco, your local Iveco dealer. Check out the special edition 888 Race Engineering inspired daily light truck. Fletch Hoops, Girds and Maroon, and thank you so much. All the social media support I'm getting at the moment, all the people sticking up for me saying we love our club rugby league too. We hate to see our players having to be overworked. Look, thank you so much for your support, but we'll leave that right there. Injuries to players that are important for the remainder of the season. Jordan Rapana, hamstring, 8 weeks, will miss the Denver test. Viliami Kikau, medial ligament, expect 4 to 6 weeks. Appy Korosau, suspected broken foot, should be 4 to 10 weeks.
Liz Franks.
And Jamie Bura, suspected ACL. That might be the season for poor old Jamie, who's hasn't had a lot of bad luck with injury. That's all thanks to Skills Certified. Get your trade qualification with the help of Skills Certified Australia. A lot of people also said that Fletch came to fill in a couple of weeks ago and did absolutely nothing. Hindy came in last week and showed him up. So he went away and said, why don't I do something a little bit special? Fletcher's favourites and failures of 2018. Are you ready for this, Fletch?
I'm ready. I'm ready to go.
Let's start off with this one. Favourite player to watch?
Kalyn Ponga. Brilliant.
Okay. Player that's failed to reach your expectations?
I don't like bagging players, but Aaron Woods.
Okay. Well, you don't like to, but you did. No, that's not good. Favourite team to watch?
You know what? My old team, the Bunnies. We spoke about it earlier. The way they're playing, attacking football, it's brilliant to watch. Really like it.
Okay. Team that's failed to reach your expectations, I suppose there's a few of those.
Parramatta. Yep. I just think where they came from last year, they've been very disappointing.
What about the Cowboys? I mean, they're both running last.
Yeah, well, there's only one question here. I'm going to go.
Fair point.
I can't do both. Otherwise, there would have been an S at the bottom.
I noticed you said your old team, the Rabbitohs, yeah, so you just team. Jump on whoever's going better.
And now that we're all round the bar, that'll do it, yep.
And the captain declares it a quorum. Favourite fresh face?
I tell you what, another bunny, Cameron Murray.
Favourite as in you just like the way that he looks or you like him as a player?
No, I think I like him. I like him both. I heard him talk at the Mascot Jets Sportsman's Lunch last year.
Right.
Geez, he was very impressive. And, the way he's playing this year, he's easy on the eye as well.
Okay, so you did the Mascot Jets Sportsman's. Who emceed that?
Kenty.
Oh, did he? Kenty
yeah,
emceed
Kenty
it.
Was there.
Wow.
Kenty was there. Was that you?
No, it wasn't me.
No, I didn't know. I don't know for you.
Favourite finisher?
Yeah, I didn't understand this question. Could you please explain? Because I had some other sort of thing going on with me.
Favourite finisher?
okay. Yeah, we might give that one a miss. Who's a good,
you can't just who's give
it. Adokar.
Fletcher's favourite.
And he scores tries really well as well.
Fletcher's favourites and failures of 2018. Biggest failed haircut?
Mahe.
All right.
Yeah. I mean, on the mullet, it's great, but it's just there's too much going on there.
Business at the front, party at the back, isn't it? Okay. Fletcher's favourites and failures of 2018.
This is a good segment, this.
you'll like this one. Favourite players you'd love to go and get on the beers with?
Oh, I'd like to go. Okay, well, there's players, or is it just one player?
Well, you could. Well,
I'd like to go on a beer. I'd have a beer with Cameron Munster.
Okay, why is that?
Oh, well, I met him last. I met him for the first time up at the Origin, at Queensland Origin camp. We went out there for the media call. Jeez, he's an impressive kid.
All right. If you've just joined us, Fletcher's favourites and failures of 2018. By the way, Tigers lead Cronulla 4-2. The player with the favourite laugh, JT's got a great laugh. The Fox has got a great laugh. Matty Moylan's got a great laugh.
Yeah, well, it didn't say player here, so I thought it was just the favourite laugh. So I've gone with Kenty's laugh.
How does Kenty laugh? I've never heard him laugh.
Exactly. So when he does laugh, I don't mind it.
We can bag him because he can't hear us.
Yeah. And he's short.
Yeah. favourite colleague at Fox, Hindy, Matty, Gordy or Finchie or none of the above?
Finchie without a doubt.
Right, okay. Yeah.
The other three, geez, you feed them.
Favourite Triple M host, Squizzy or Maroon?
I got Ugly Phil. I've got Ugly Phil.
He's a legend. I love Ugly Phil too.
Yeah.
Favourite journo, Paul Kent, James Hooper or the great Brent Reed?
Yeah, I'll go with Reedy.
Right.
I like Reedy's mail.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you've brushed Hoops, you've brushed me.
Well, I mean, he's the only journo with credibility, I think. So I'm going with Reedy.
Okay. If you were going for a coffee on the northern beaches, where would you go?
Where would I go for the coffee on the northern beaches? I'd go to the Stain Hotel there.
All right. Well, just... mate, I don't know that we'll have that segment back. I loved it. Did you enjoy doing it?
Oh, I did, but I just need a bit more prep.
Okay. And, well, we gave it to you 6 hours ago, but don't let that worry you.
I wasn't here 6 hours ago, Maroon.
Four points.
I was just getting home from T2. Is that still going,
four...
T2?
Isn't that a tea shop?
No, it's up near something Kinsella's. It's up near Kinsella's.
Right.
Up there at Taylor Square.
What goes on there, mate, at T2?
You just dance and drink.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's all I've got for you.
4 points to 2. West beat the will lead the Sharks with 22 and a half minutes left in that half. Well, that has been Fletcher's footy failures and favourites for 2018. What do you think of that, Gerds? You like that?
I'll give it about an 8.
An 8 out of 10?
No, out of 20.
All right. Okay, boys, well, we might take a song, come back, take a look at what's going on else in the rugby league, take a look at the Broncos Storm game, which is coming up at 4 o'clock this afternoon. It's all thanks to Aveco as Triple M rocks the NRL. Welcome back, Sunday Triple M NRL. The Tigers have just gone over. They lead the Sharks 8 points to 2. That's all thanks to our mates at Tyre Power. If you need tyres, go and see Tyre Power. And get $100 FPOS card when you buy 4 selected Maxxis tyres. And that's the way to go right there. And there's some couple of issues in and around the game of rugby league. The Bennett and Bellamy situation continues. Rumours, boys, that Craig Bellamy may have already re-signed. I kind of thought after hearing him in a couple of interviews that's the way he was going to go, Hoops.
Yeah, look, it's been all the talk for the last week that Craig Bellamy will stay with the Melbourne Storm, but until we hear from him, and he was up as recently as yesterday, Maroon, and obviously the media keep asking the questions, and Craig keeps stipulating that he just needs a little bit more time. So until he confirms it, there's talk it could be as early as Tuesday this week. But until we hear it from his mouth, then everybody's still playing a little bit of a guessing game.
Okay, so if he re-signs With the Storm. I read in the paper this morning, Adrian Prajenko suggests that maybe that the Broncos might have a crack at Anthony Seibold.
Yeah, I hadn't heard that until I read it in the paper today. But, look, it'd make sense if it is that way, because Anthony Seibold, he's stamped himself as a bloke who can clearly coach this year, done a great job with South, totally reinvented the way that they're playing in terms of their style of their attack, their defence as well. You know, like they haven't leaked too many tries. I know you've been jumping up and down.
Got an interesting back end of the season, don't they, the Melbourne Storm? They've still got Billy Slater to make a decision. Mm. Still got Cameron Smith, who hasn't signed, and they're still waiting on their coach. We know they lost Cooper last year. I think it's imperative that Melbourne Storm step in and sign at least Bellamy, because, you know, the NRL, in fact, we need to make sure that Melbourne remain a strong competitive side who are successful. Otherwise, we just kind of lose everything that we've been able to achieve in Melbourne over the last 15 years.
Yeah, they've got such a good footprint down there, and a lot of the traction, well, the majority of it, it's been built off the back of Craig Bellamy as the head coach.
I was just reading the Herald this morning, and Danny Weidler article, just a question without notice here, boys. Smith is quite distant from the Storm. Insiders at the club say Smith keeps to himself most of the time and is tough to contact when he's not at the club. So what sort of issues are going on there among some of these older senior players at the Melbourne Storm?
Oh, look, Maroon, I think at all clubs, go personalities of all shapes and sizes. Sometimes people might not always be best mates having a beer at the end of every game, but it doesn't mean that you're not still working together in a team environment. So I wasn't aware that that was the case, but obviously it's been reported today. So
you just kind of go through transitional periods with different clubs where you've got like a whole lot of older players with families that have been together for a long periods of time that sort of spend time away from the game together. And then you've just got, you know, every now and again you go through stages where it's just all young blokes and you've only got a couple of older guys. And if you look at their side at the moment, you've obviously got, you know, Billy and Cam with the families and that, but the most of these guys, we speak about Munster and Addo Carr and these Hughes and these guys coming through, they're going through a transitional stage where there's probably a lot more younger guys that have a different lifestyle away from the game than the older guys. I think that's just all part of the transitional periods that clubs go through it from time to time.
West Tigers.
What was
10
more fun for you, Fletch?
What was that? Pre-kids?
Yeah, older part of your career with kids, or the younger part when you were just making your way in?
Yeah, the younger part.
Okay.
Kids, they got the handbrake, they probably the handbrake on.
Boys, what about this story that young Tanamapea is going to give up his career at the Melbourne Storm to take up a missionary position in Germany? And I'm just thinking, why does he have to give up footy? I mean...
Can you say that again without the emphasis, please?
No, I said...
Just set the scene for us, please.
Well, I mean, it's not the first player who's done that.
I know it's not the first player, but why do you have to give up
rugby? Could you say role? Like missionary role?
Well, he's gone to live in Germany because of his religious beliefs.
Yes.
To take up a career in the missionary. And I'm wondering, boys, why does he have to give up playing? I mean, back in the old days.
Too far to travel for training?
Or does he have to go to Germany?
He's Mormon, I understand.
Yep.
Yeah, so I'm not too familiar with that religion and what goes on. I have seen the Book of Mormon, but apparently that's not a very
good... What did you think of it, Fletch?
I thought it was outstanding.
Yeah, it's got a bit of banter in it. Look, we saw Will Hoppawattie do it years ago, and we've seen other players prior to that. Jordan Rupiner went over for a period of time as well, Anthony. So it does occur, and people that are into that religion will... It's part of how they like to roll.
Mm-hmm. I did mine in Cancun.
Did you? How'd it go?
Yeah, it was great.
What did you do? What did you have to do?
Senior Frogs, you've been there, Gerds, haven't you?
Went to Frogs.
Wow. There's a slippery that goes through the nightclub out into the swamp.
Is that right? Tell us about that.
I missed that part.
Yeah, no, yeah, there's Senior Frogs, and you get the tequila and the water pistol. God, if you're looking for a trip away, people, go over there.
Senior Frogs Cancun.
Yeah. They'd always drink responsibly when they bring out the pistol with the...
With the tequila. It's watered down. It's a bit watered down.
Boys, West Tigers are doing a bit of a job here on Cronulla at the moment. They lead 10 points to 2 with 14 and a half minutes. But every time I look up there at the moment, they seem to be on the try line. Just before we go to a break, boys, one more quick question about the Canberra Raiders, who a couple of times this year have, they've fallen the way back into games they should have won. I know they've got a couple of key injuries, one of them being Josh Hodgson. But Ricky Stewart in the press conference... he's talked about the referees. Where do you see the Raiders at the moment, and Ricky as their coach, on the back of a couple of bad years?
Yeah, well, I think it's the fourth game this year. They've lost a game by 2 points or less, and they're just... Look, I'm putting it down to their halves. Their halves just... They're the managers of this team, and they're just lacking that towards the back end when they need it. You saw what Penrith did to beat them the other day, and that was on the back of Penrith's halves. I know they're... Origin class players, but I'm not too sure what's going on with Aiden Caesar down there. Is he re-signing, Hoops? Do you know?
Yeah, I think he's staying, Fletch. Yep. So, yeah, apparently he's done a deal for another couple of seasons. Blake Austin, I don't think he'll be remaining in the national capital, but, certainly Ricky Stewart, he bristled up at a question the other day in the press conference Friday night when the journos asked him, is that another game that you've thrown away? And yeah, he definitely let them know in no uncertain terms, Anthony, that he didn't think that had happened.
Yeah, yeah. He said it was quite a good performance.
He said it was one of their best performances of the year.
Do you think there's any pressure on Ricky as a coach? We don't. We hear when teams aren't, playing up to their potential, we always hear the coach being questioned, but I don't ever hear anybody questioning Ricky's role moving forward.
Yeah, I think there's... Of course he's going to be under pressure. I mean, the fans, and this is a couple of years now where they've failed. If they don't make the eight this year, I think that is a failure, especially with the roster they've got. I would suggest that anything less than a semi-final appearance is an ordinary year.
I think they just need some changes down there as well, and with some of their roster. They haven't had a lot of people coming in and out of their side over the last couple of years. I think they need a little bit of a freshen up. We know that Paulo is going to leave next year. We're not sure about Blake Austin and Aiden Caesar, whether they've kept him. But yeah, and sometimes the club just needs a little bit of a freshen up with an injection of some new blood, and I believe that's what the Raiders need. And the other night, I mean, it's... Every side makes errors, but it's when they make errors, I find the Raiders. Like, it's always on the back of a quick play of the ball with an opportunity begging. They come up with the errors then instead of, capitalising on opportunity. They create so many opportunities through the way they play and their big outside backs getting in and running. And they actually had Penrith on the back foot for about 60 minutes the other night. But every time that one of their players had come out and do something really good, a player would jump into dummy half and then make an error. So, yeah, I know Ricky said they didn't throw it away. They had some injury issues the other night. I think they end up having Hingano out on the wing, who made a couple of crucial errors. He's not a winger. They lost Joey Leilua after a couple of minutes. But, gee, they still make some fundamental errors at crucial times.
And I think if my memory serves me correctly, the Knights came back, beat them on the bell. Then there was the game against the Warriors where they were up 19-12 with about 3 minutes to go. Yeah. Isaac Luke opened them up, scores, and the Warriors come back and win in the last 3 minutes. Then there was the Manly game. I mean,
Gold Coast as well. Gold Coast did it to them as well.
You know, so, you know, I mean, I know the Manly game, all those games go down to the wire, don't they? Anyway, that's the Canberra Raiders. Right now, West's lead Cronulla 10 points to 2 with 11 minutes left till halftime. It's Fletch, it's Hoops, it's Gerds, it's Maroon. We'll take a break and come back and take a look at the Storm Melbourne as Triple M rocks the footy.
You've never heard the footy like this. This is Triple M footy.
And West Tigers lead Cronulla 10-2, thanks to Tyre Power. I think we've got a player sin bin. Michael Cheekam for the Tigers gone to the bin. Tigers lead 10 points to 2. Now, Fletch, you might be the best to ask about this. I'm getting reports here that Jamie Soward, another member of the Triple M call team, is having a gender reveal party.
A right. GRP.
Yeah.
What, for himself or?
I don't know.
Oh, right, his baby. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, I didn't get it. And what happened?
Well, he's had a gender reveal party, but I don't know if we're allowed to out what the baby is.
Right, okay.
Yeah, it's a baby girl.
Oh, so well congratulations, Salwitz. Well done. Salwitz. Well done.
Yeah, yeah. What's this gender reveal party? What is this nonsense?
Well, I think what they do is at a certain amount of weeks, I think it's around 20 weeks, you can go and you can actually get the gender revealed, and most people just have a look and say, oh, it's a boy, it's a girl. But I think some people these days are getting that document sent straight to the party people and they put it in a big balloon and you burst the balloon and then out comes...
what a crock.
Did you find out, boys, just out of interest, did you find out with your children?
I found out for the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Why? Why did you want to find out?
Because I think my wife wanted me to find out because I was, you know, kind of keen to have a boy. And she said, right. The last thing I want to go through is, you know, is me going through labour and popping out a girl and all of a sudden, you know, you're unhappy with it. I said, well, I won't be unhappy with it. So once I found out I was having a girl, it gave me like about, you know, 20 weeks to just get used to that. And then I was
So you don't, why didn't you want girls? Why did you want to have a boy first?
I just wanted to.
What happened to the old days when
get
you
him in the kitchen and you know get him out washing dishes and you can do that a little bit earlier with boys and girls. So
yeah, you may need a stint with Dr. Phil. I reckon I'm tipping here.
Mm.
All right, boys.
That's not cool.
Just quickly, let's fire these off. The contract crystal ball. Aaron Woods, will he end up at the Sharks? What do you think, Hoops?
Yes, yeah, I reckon he will. They've been negotiating for a fair while now.
Anyone else in the hunt?
Good chance happening before June 32.
Okay. What would they have to pay, Hoops, just out of interest? Like,
well,
how much
negotiating now. So I think he's on about $8 or $8.50 a year at the Bulldogs.
Wow.
So Cronulla want the Bulldogs to throw in, yeah, I think it's around the $3.50 mark or something like that per season, and then they only have to pay $500.
Okay.
Okay. What about Moses Mbai? How confident are you he'll be a Tiger by the end of June? So is that going to happen this year?
Yeah, negotiations are ongoing. I think it's a really good chance. Ivan Cleary's been out on the front foot saying he wants it to happen, and I think Moses has changed his mindset. Initially, he didn't want to go. He felt loyalty to his Canterbury teammates, but I think now he's having a little bit of a change of heart.
John Sutton is playing out of his skin at the moment. Like Isaac Luke, I suppose, playing for a contract. Should the Rabbitohs resign him, A, and if they don't, would another club pick up Sutto at that age?
I'd hate to see him playing for another club. He's South Sydney to the bone. He's a local junior. I think, yeah, he should. They should re-sign him for sure. The style of footy he's playing at the moment, he's in career best touch.
All right. Corey Norman, do you think he will still be – feel free to chime in, fellas, if you want here. Any chance you think Corey Norman will be at Parramatta in 2019?
No, I don't think he will be. I think there's a few other clubs lining up at the moment.
Who are they, mate?
Oh, well, I think there's a number of clubs having a look at how they might be able to fit him in. Definitely the Raiders. I think the Seagulls are also having a bit of a look. And I think the Cowboys as well.
So we heard Brad Arthur's got 10 roster positions available.
That's a lot, isn't it?
Yeah,
he's got a big checkbook.
Yeah, so who would they be targeting in the halves if they let Norman go?
If they let Norman go. It's funny now, Fletch. There's an off-contract list of players who are officially off-contract. And then there's another list, which is players who are signed, a la Aaron Woods, Moses Mbai, those sorts of players who clubs might not necessarily be happy with. So there's a whole different list of players out there somewhere. And in terms of who they might be targeting, there'd be other players who are currently under contract that perhaps they might be able
they
to
They need
at.
To get that decision right, the Eels, because
big time.
Even though it worked at the back end of last year with Moses and Norman, it clearly didn't work this year. And I even thought that now that Moses is out, they looked better last night with one general. They looked better last night with Norman running the show. And it's a, I don't know. If they're going to bring someone in with Moses, it needs to be someone that can play with a dominant playmaker, because if you got two guys after the rains trying to steer that side around the field with Moses, it hasn't worked at the Tigers with him, and it hasn't worked now at the Eels. They need to make sure that they get someone who's just happy to play a running 5/8 game that allows Moses to control things.
From what we've seen at the Eels this year, it's nearly a 2-year minimum rebuild, isn't it? Like, you look at their roster and you look at the fact, as Fletch just pointed out, they've got 10 spots up for grabs next year. They've signed Junior Paulo. But aside from that, they're going to have a lot of money available, because Bo Scott's at the end of his career. We're not certain what's happening with Jarrod Hayne. They're trying to move Corey Norman on, which will free up a lot of money. So they're going to have an open checkbook, but it's a case of trying to find the right people and hit the right mark.
Blake Austin?
Would that work? Would that work with Mitchell Moses? He's a runner.
He's a runner.
Yeah, that could work.
All right, boys, leave that contract crystal ball right now. We've got a massive game on here this afternoon across the Triple M network. Listeners through Triple M Brisbane are going to love this one. And it's a lot on the line here for both these teams. Melbourne Storm versus the Brisbane Broncos. How do you see this one this afternoon, Gerds? An important game for both these sides and where they are situated on the ladder. Storm in sixth and the Broncos in eighth. Now, remembering, of course, the Tigers are just outside the eight and they're beating the Sharks 10 points to 2. Do you think the Broncos can beat the Storm?
Well, I do. I especially now that, you know, Chambers won't be playing and Scott's out and Finucane's out and you've got Cassiano also on the sidelines, Adokar, Munster, Kafusi, those guys backing up. So, I mean, the Broncos have, I think Roberts has pulled out, so you've got a few guys backing up from them as well. But, look, the Storm's last month of footy, it hasn't been that impressive, has it? I mean, they've had two decent losses against Manly and the Dragons, and they've had two scratchy kind of wins against the Cowboys, who, as we know, aren't in great form, and the Titans, who were leading the Storm up until halftime. So they're not in great nick at the moment, the Melbourne Storm. They do have a good record over the Brisbane Broncos, but I just really love the way the Broncos are going about their business at the moment. They have had a pretty good month of footy. They've won four of their last five. We spoke about their back row earlier on in the show. If their halves can get the back end of their sets going well, get their kicks off and start taking the right options and knowing when to sort of chance their arm, I think they're a really good show down there this afternoon.
Fletch?
Yeah, I agree. I agree with Gerds. I think I'm just looking at the Broncos bench. We talked about Joe Alfengaway and Tevita Pengai Jr. These two kids, geez, they're super impressive coming off the bench. So if the Bronx can hold Melbourne out in the first 20 minutes or 30 minutes, because we know that they can come out of the box pretty quick down there, Broncos in with a huge chance.
Hoops.
It's a good time to get the Storm, isn't it? No Dale Finucane, no Billy Slater, no Will Chambers. So, look, they always have great clashes. There's a brilliant rivalry between these two clubs, the coaches. It starts there. I'm leaning slightly towards the Storm just based on the Cameron Smith, Cameron Munster factor, but I reckon it's going to be close, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if the Broncos can cause an upset.
Okay, the Matt Lodge controversy is gone into the background a little over the last 8 weeks, which is a good thing. What have you made of his form at the Broncos, Fletch?
Yeah, I think he's been impressive, considering he's been out of the NRL for 5 or 6 years, and he's come through that. There's been a lot of pressure on him and a lot of media talk, but he got that injury, he got that rib injury where it sort of stopped his form. But other than that, he's certainly a big body, skillful, I think he's been a good buy for the Bronx.
He got man of the match against the Eels a couple of weeks ago in their last game, and yeah, he's got a really good engine. I think it's taken him a few weeks to sort of get that part of his game back to where it needs to be, and there's a simplicity about the way he goes about things, but he can also be a real bully on the field, and I think the Broncos kind of need that. You know, whenever there's a guy out there to challenge up front, he's the guy, he puts his hand up and takes them on. So I think he's having a really good first season back in the game.
Okay, now this is, of course, sees Bellamy take on Wayne Bennett, the coaches in the boxes today. And now we read in the paper today, Hoops, that if Brisbane miss out on Craig Bellamy, and they've already spoke to Paul Green, and now we're seeing that we're talking about Anthony Seibold going to the Broncos. Has somebody had the discussion with Wayne Bennett and says, whatever happens, when your contract's up, you're not going to be re-signed. Has that discussion happened?
Well, Wayne's gone on the record about it, and so has the Broncos CEO, Paul White. This all became public knowledge when the initial story that the Storm, that the Broncos were targeting Craig Bellamy initially came to light. So it has been confirmed. Paul White, the Broncos CEO, had the conversation with Wayne where he said, look, we feel as though we need a succession plan. You're signed for next year, but we need to start thinking about the bigger picture. Wayne's 69 in January. So, you know, there is a feeling that perhaps once 2020 arrives, the Broncos clearly want to go in a different direction.
All right. Okay, then tomorrow, boys, just quickly, let's have a chat about this one. Halftime, by the way, West Tigers 10, Cronulla 2, and West Tigers have about 5 minutes left with Michael Cheekham in the bin. But this game tomorrow is on the Triple M network as well. It's the Dogs and the St George Illawarra Dragons. These are two great old rivals from the 80s and 90s, but of course now the Dogs are having a wretched season. I mean, people are quick to put the boot into Parramatta and the Cowboys. What about the Dogs this year? They have also been pretty ordinary, but it should be a good game tomorrow. We'll be there broadcasting live from 2. How do you see this one, Fletch?
Yeah, look, the Dragons have got those players backing up. But Canterbury, yeah, they've been very disappointing, especially their attack. And I think the Dragons will get them tomorrow just on the back of their halves and Benny Hunt and Gareth Widdop. Gareth Widdop, again, super impressive this year.
Hoops.
Yeah, I like the Dragons, like what we've seen from them this year. Ben Hunt's been a huge inclusion in terms of the balance with Garrett Widdop and what they can bring in attack. So, yeah, I really like the Dragons. I think they might put a bit of a score on the Dogs tomorrow.
Leisha back in. Marshall King into the halves with Frawley as Kieran Foran's out. So that's a big loss in a big game that needs to be won by the Dogs. So, yeah, Dragons after their poor performance against the Panthers a couple of weeks ago, they'll respond and get the cash.
Okay, that's how it looks tomorrow. And like I say, we'll be there broadcasting live. So if you are going to that game, the Dogs and the Dragons, make sure you come and say g'day. We'll be broadcasting live just whether you come off the train, okay? So if you're going there by the train, make sure you come and say g'day. Ask Fletch. We've got some interesting ones coming in at @MMNRL. Scott Goodwin says, hey, Brian, so let's put all these rumours to bed. It's not true that you and Hindmarsh are actually brothers in real life and your real father is Phil Gould.
No, Scotty, but interesting question. No, we're going to put that rumour straight to bed.
So Phil Gould is not your father?
No, and Nathan aren't brothers.
Okay, Bogan Sports Chat says, ask Fletch to describe his perfect Sunday.
Other than being in here with you three guys, well, I'd go to church, obviously, first at 8 o'clock, and then a bit of yum cha.
I love the yum cha. Where do you go, Fletch? Where do you go?
I go to up the Bondi Junction, the old Camp Fook.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
I think it's called...
The Camp Fook.
Camp where?
Yeah, it was called Camp Fook.
The Juniors is the place to go, mate.
Yeah, I haven't been there for a long time. Yeah. I haven't been to Juniors. Or I go into Chinatown. I like getting into Chinatown, getting the feel of it.
Is that with just a K?
Buy some throwdowns, Camp Fook, buy some illegal fireworks. Marigold, yeah. Marigold's pretty good.
Okay.
And then finish it off with a Jeff Turvey. I don't mind going to the movies on a Sunday.
Do you really?
Oh, I love a good movie.
You've got a good life. You're an old Marsland boy, aren't you, Fletcher?
I went there for a year.
Why only a year? They kick you out.
Because
if you can play footy, they don't kick anyone.
Yeah, no, there was an incident with someone.
Really? Okay, well, don't go any further with that one. What's on the show tonight? The Matty Jones Show?
Well, yeah, we've got a huge... For South Sydney fans, we've got a huge... So we've got Anthony Seibold and Cody Walker sitting on the couch. And Matty and myself go 2-on-1 with Ray Martin.
2-on-1.
He would have enjoyed that.
Yeah. No, we haven't. We're going to talk about. We're going to talk about some of his exploits, and I know he's a mad South Sydney fan, so I was one of his favourites.
Fletch, always a pleasure, mate.
Thank you very much, boys. It's been great. It's been enlightening, and bad luck to all the Hornbag supporters out there.
See you tonight. West Tigers 10, Cronulla 2. Hoops, we'll see you on NRL 360.
Cheers, Maroon. Always a pleasure.
You're filling in for PK or something, are you?
Yeah, Monday. Yeah, tomorrow. Big shoes. Yeah.
All right.
Well not shoes. Really. Not literally.
And, Gerd, you're here for the call?
Yeah, that's right. Get downstairs and... off we go, and we'll call the footy.
Okay, it's all thanks to Aveco. Sunday afternoon, Rugby League on the Triple M network. And it's Broncos Melbourne coming up at 4 as Triple M rocks the footy.